Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
Money, money, money. Must be funny.
So we do want to get another market perspective, talk a little bit about some ideas of where to put your investment dollars. Abhi Deshpande is back with us, founder and chief investment officer at Centerstone Investors. He's here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Jason.
I said to you, how would you sum up 2019? Good year? Strange year?
Fun?
You know, it's kept us on our toes?
It's been a lot of fun. Much more fun than this time last year, if you remember, as we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
The end of last year was punctuated with a very steep and sudden decline in the stock market, followed in January, which was one of the best Januaries in so many years. And then we're ending the year kind of opposite to we did last year. I mean, well, knock on wood, we still have a couple weeks to go. And as I just mentioned, anything can happen in a couple of weeks. But
right.
We have right now, though, a very different environment than we did last year. What last year was really a concern over recession, interest rates, monetary policy, Europe, Brexit, blah, blah, blah. List goes, China trade, everything was sort of arrayed against kind of sentiment in the stock market. And this year is ending, excuse me, quite differently. What's in store for international investors is finally a good thing. I think in 2016, 2017, 2018, I was just saying, hey, international markets are cheaper. They've underperformed. And the inevitable question was, well, what's going to change that? What's the catalyst, right? So now actually we have got a series of catalysts. So the timing is much more, I don't know if it's tomorrow, but the timing is, it's here. I can see it. It's not forever away.
And what are the most important catalysts that you're thinking of?
Well, the most important thing clearly is Brexit. That vote having cleared the decks for it's not that there's not going to be a Brexit, but now there's clear leadership on both sides of the pond, on both sides of the channel to be able to negotiate an exit. So that's the no Brexit, kind of hard Brexit scenarios are pretty much off the table. Although, again, I say this with the, you know, there's always a grain of salt someplace,
sure.
But
attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island. For the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
I mean, I know we talked Brexit with you before. I mean, I'm not sure anyone really thought that last week was going to be as definitive as it seemed politically.
No, and then, well, you see the results of that in the stock market in the UK is up strongly. The British pound is up strongly. But as importantly, as in terms of as a sign of how generally it affected sentiment, you see the euro recovering. You see stocks, trade-oriented stocks that have, you know, that are linked to Europe recovering in Asia, that are listed in Asia. So it was a pretty broad, pervasive blanket that was kind of laying on top of much of the non-U.S. markets. So that is another, that's a very good catalyst.
So you like Europe for 2020? Then?
Europe, yes. I've liked it for a while because of valuations, but you just didn't have the catalyst in place. So now you do. Now you also have a new central bank. This is catalyst number two, is a central bank governor is now Christine Lagarde. And, you know, they don't need another monetary experimentation in there. They need a politician to get the Germans to loosen up the purse strings a little bit, allow everyone else to borrow money at 0% interest rates, regardless of what the morality of borrowing might mean to you. When you don't have to pay anything to borrow money and you've got a fiscal problem and an economic malaise problem, borrow money. And so now you've got a politician in the head of the ECB. Now she talks their language.
Right.
And so you've already seen now the Bundesbank president yesterday talking about how the Germans should let go of their fetish, quote unquote, about budget balances. And so I think the next step, and this is the first, that's the next catalyst, is the change in the guard at the ECB to a politician, not a, again, forget about what this might mean in a philosophical sense, but right. Like just from a stock market perspective, that lays the groundwork for Europe being able to go down not just the monetary route, now the fiscal borrowing route as
and
well.
And Europe needs it, right? I mean, there was some disappointed Germany, you know, German factory data today. I mean, it's not been a good year at all for the euro area.
Right. So all of these now, you know, you just need a little bit of sentiment lift and that helps the financial system. There's been a huge weight on the banking system that's been a problem for all of Europe. And now that sentiment is going to slowly become, you know, lighten. And you'll see suddenly the bank stocks becoming much more they're going to start acting better is my guess. And in fact, some of them already have, but there have been many false starts, but I think this is the beginning of a trend higher now for many, many years. So you don't just have the valuations in place. You got fiscal policy, political system, and then you've got this, you know, hey, Europe, a land of free healthcare and, you know, kind of moderate climate and social policies in comparison to what's going on in other parts of the world, kind of looks like a pretty safe destination for your capital.
And so as you think about the trade worries seeming to recede as well, does that filter through to markets beyond sort of U.S., China, and the obvious players?
The main impact that the trade, this phase one kind of deal does is it just allows us to kick the can down the road a little bit. The bigger, but I think that this is just going to be an ongoing problem that we have with China, the United States has with China. And this is probably like inning number eight and then bottomless inning number of games, you know?
Right.
So I would say that this just sticks with us for a long, long period of time.
Deja vu all over again. So wait, all right. So you like Europe. You have been liking Europe for a while, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
U.S.?
U.S., has had I'd say in relative terms, I like U.S. less.
Okay.
It's reflected in Centerstone's portfolios. We have a lot more in Europe than
just
the United States.
Just a valuation thing at this point?
Valuation, also prospective earnings growth, looks better in Europe than it does here. And in particular, if you get tailwinds, what were headwinds if they turn into tailwinds from a fiscal policy side? Because we've had those tailwinds in the United States, and they're going to just increase next year in terms of borrowing and deficit spending and whatnot. Once you get that in place in Europe, I think that helps a long ways in terms of extending our ability to look at potential for earnings growth. And that makes Europe a much more interesting destination, and the euro as well, too.
Well, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Holiday.
Thank you.
And we'll obviously be talking to you in 2020 as well. Abhay Deshpande, he's founder and chief investment officer at Centerstone Investors in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Some more enthusiasm.
I like
really
it.
Really upbeat guests. Yeah.
Nice way to end the year.
Yeah.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.